B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint AFK. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK, we are here. Norris Howard alongside Chad Callahan and Callie Sloan. I definitely wanted to talk about this, guys, because this was a potential, confirmation of some things going on. A controller was leaked over the week. Xbox Series X controller. It looks pretty standard.
Xboxy.
Pretty, mm-hmm. pretty
it
Xboxy.
It looks like an Xbox controller. Yeah. If you told me this is the new Xbox controller, I would say yes.
I would say yes. But what has come with the packaging here is that it says it is compatible with the Xbox Series X and S. Therefore, soft confirming that there will be more than one version of the next generation Xbox coming out.
Okay.
So the reason why I wanted to bring this up is why? Why are they doing this?
Before it's even out.
Before it's, well, not just before it's even out, but we know the PS5 will have two different versions, a disc base and a digital base.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see Xbox doing a similar thing, but Xbox does not have a great track record with having more than one console at market at the same time.
No. And here's my big question about that. Like, I guess maybe you have to do it as a CYA sort of thing, but if that's the only difference, why do you have to specify that the controller is going to be compatible with both?
Exactly.
Like, yes, technically speaking, the PlayStation 5 controller is going to be compatible with both, but I don't feel any need for them to
say specify that.
Of course it's going to be compatible with both. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, and that's sort of what I feel is that, you know, is this, you know, similar to what they did with the previous generation of there's going to be one that's a little bit less powerful and a little bit more affordable, which I'm all for affordable tech. I think equitable tech is a good thing. But this thing will not cost more than $600.
Right.
At max.
Right.
It'll probably be $499.99. And so I agree with you, Callie. I'm not necessarily sure why, unless the actual architecture of the system itself is different, that they need to specify that it's compatible with both systems.
Look, switch to Sony for a sec. I understand the idea behind having a disc-based console that has that capability and one that is moving away from it.
Absolutely.
It is an acknowledgement of where we're at in the space today. We're moving away from physical media. We're continuing that process. I think it's a dangerous and sad thing, but I'm also old woman yells at clouds sometimes. That said, if you look at Xbox, and that's not what it is, if that's what it is, fine, then I just don't understand why you specify that.
Yeah.
But if that isn't what it is, and they're looking at doing what they did with the Xbox One X and S, where they're going to have different levels of power in them, at what point are you just releasing different powered PCs, pre-built PCs? Okay. At what point is that just what this is?
And then that brings our last thing about, like, why bother buy it? Like,
right.
It's just going to have the Game Pass and everything. So
exactly. And that's sort of my larger point when it comes to everything that's happening with Xbox is it just reeks of we're doing it because Sony did it. And even beyond that, it continues to be Microsoft further saying that we just want you to buy a Windows PC and have Game Pass.
Which, by the way, can someone explain to me why Microsoft doesn't just embrace that? What is wrong? You're
Nothing.
Microsoft. You have the largest operating system platform in existence.
In the world, yes.
There's ever been. You own it. You could literally just take Game Pass and make it work. Like,
I don't know why they don't just really double down on this whole PC thing and Game Pass thing and just make a affordable gaming PC that's like just dedicated to gaming.
I style myself a Sony console gamer and a PC gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I sit down and play Final Fantasy XIV, I sit down at my Windows PC playing a game that's available for Xbox using an Xbox controller. Am I not effectively an Xbox console gamer at that point?
Yeah.
And why not just do that?
I will argue you are. You're playing an Xbox at that point.
Because guess what? You know what? As much as Sony gets a lot of love and as much as I give them a lot of love, I admit that fully, you know who has a better controller? Xbox.
I disagree.
I think the Xbox controller is way better.
Hold on, stop. Because we went through this.
You were here. That's right. You were here. Robbie.
We went through this.
I gave it much more props, too. No. But I got outvoted by everybody
else. We went through this. The Xbox controller is nowhere near as great as DualShock 4, period.
You're wrong.
That's incorrect.
Let me tell you which controller is uncomfortable to hold. The DualShock 4.
That's if you have massive, gargantuan, giant hands, okay?
That's not
hello.
No, that's you, okay? You and all five of you giant, skyscraping motherfuckers, okay? People with normal-sized hands, like the vast majority of the population, use PlayStation controllers.
Then going back to the fact that there's multiple controllers, why isn't that a factor? Why isn't there size differences? Like, I mean, they don't need to do like huge rehauls, but
that, you know what?
This is a great point.
Customized controllers. Why doesn't that exist?
Like, I just need it to be a little bit bigger because my fingers are fat, or geriatric.
How has no one got on this?
Gamers are gonna be a thing.
Yeah.
Soon.
How has no one gotten on board with the customizable controller sizes?
Or not even just a small, medium, large.
Yeah. Just like
in the era of nigh limitless mouse and console or mouse and keyboard. Customization. How do we not have that for controllers?
It's crazy.
That's actually something that's blowing my mind right now.
Nobody thought of this. Well, you know what?
And maybe they have, and they're just like,
"That's
too much work."
You know what I think it was? I think they conceded that to third parties for so long,
and even still, they don't.
And
do
even
that.
Still, the third parties don't make a size.
I mean, the only thing that I can think of is that like they have like grips and stuff, and sure, that makes it a bit bulkier, but doesn't make it any easier to play.
No.
Yeah, because like if I had an Xbox controller that was smaller, I would probably use it for PCs.
Well,
I mean, technically, actually, I just said a lie. No, I wouldn't, because I hate that layout of that controller. But the point is, it would be a more comfortable experience for somebody like me.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to like the original Xbox controller. That thing was a bulky nightmare. It was horrible. But ever since they went to the smaller controller design, I've always preferred it over. Like, I loved the DualShock 2.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was one of the. I think the DualShock 2, if you like speak historically, is the best controller ever made.
Mm-hmm.
I would not. I'd put it up against anything. Mm-hmm. DualShock 3 was okay, but I think the DualShock 4, the way the thumbs curve down, is really uncomfortable to hold after an hour.
See, I love that, and I actually like the weight of the DualShock 4 as opposed to the 3 and 2.
I love the weight of the DualShock 4. I just don't like where the thumbsticks are placed on it.
But so we got Volkai in the chat who gives three reasons as to why Xbox is taking the decisions that they're or the roadmap that they're taking. I want to share this. So he says, one, it gets buy-in from Xbox, specifically Xbox console fans. He's saying why they want them to get a console instead of a gaming PC. So you get your Xbox fans. Okay, duh. It sells a lean-back living room sofa experience instead of the computer desk experience. Fine. Okay. I'll give you that.
I'll say that.
And with Xbox, you don't have to worry about Windows Defender antivirus.
All right, you know what? On all three counts, those are actually decent points. Well said, Volkai.
No.
Those are all good points.
Those are decent points. None of them are worth $600 fucking dollars. Period.
The only thing that I'll combat on is like, yes, there's a living room sofa experience, but a lot of times that comes with it being, you know, multiplayer, which Xbox isn't necessarily doing anymore.
All consoles have moved away from couch
except
co-op.
For, you know, maybe one.
Except for the Switch. Except for Nintendo.
Even they have half of
it. Yeah, except for Nintendo. But all consoles have moved away from couch co-op.
Right,
but,
which is why I think Nintendo does very well as a console and will continue to do
well
as a console.
Well, that's the lane.
Because that's their lane. That's what they do well. But Xbox and PS and PlayStation have decided that they want to do, like, these long story, you know, single-player things,
right.
And people are just going to eventually, like, it's just easier if I play it all on my computer and everything's in one spot.
So we cannot be far off, though, from Microsoft releasing effectively a Chromecast for your game.
Send it
out to the living room.
And here's the thing.
Like, we got to be that close.
I think that's a better course of action for them right now. Because, you know.
Put out a $60 dongle that is.
Sorry.
How old are you?
Chad, grow up. Grow up, but
I can't believe I'm saying the words "grow up." But you put out a $60 dongle that sent like it's. I mean, we've seen it with the Steam Link, right? We've seen it fail with Stadia. But as they move towards xCloud, anyway, you know you're going to have it.
Well, and that's what's going to give Xbox the advantage, because I think xCloud coupled with Game Pass is way too good of a deal/system to really deal with. Stadia's done. We said
it's
that
done.
Before.
But yeah. can we
it's
talk done. About what Stadia is missing?
What's that?
Game Pass.
Absolutely.
You know how much better Stadia does if I don't have to spend $60 again on these games that I want?
Yeah.
If I have this, if I have it cloud stream, I don't have to download the games, and I can just play them at will from a library.
Yeah.
Oh, it does
and
way better.
And Volkai is saying, who will spend $600 on a baseline Xbox? You get an extra controller and an extra game on a $500 system is
$600. Here's the thing, and I was just thinking this. This would make it worthwhile and better. And because I'm trying to think of a way to make that that lounging in the living room experience, which is a viable argument to this.
Absolutely.
Probably the only one I'll 100% give you.
It's absolutely viable as a console gamer.
Now, the only thing I could think of, and I don't know how they do it, but it's, you know how like Mac has those, like it's all built into the monitor?
Yeah, all in ones.
If Microsoft can build Game Pass into a monitor.
No, if what Microsoft did is saying, here's a gaming PC that is an all-in-one, which is hard
Netflix,
to do because I don't know how they would do graphics cards that way. But
I don't know.
If you did integrated graphics, I guess it's possible. And they gave you an all-in-one and made it basically a monitor or, as Callie said, a dongle, then I think it is absolutely viable. But to Demon Koenig's comment, people who are quote-unquote lazy, consoles are easy to pick up and use versus a PC with a technical know-how. Here's the problem. If you're going to buy a console, why would you not just buy a PlayStation? Like, and I'm not trying to sound down on Xbox.
No.
But if you're talking about a console experience that has created an ecosystem plus exclusives plus the shit that you can only get dealing with that one console, then PlayStation right now
has
the better experience.
You're starting to get to the point of your viable audience being people who are anti-PlayStation and also don't want to work have a PC is starting to get to be a little too small of a market
that,
for you.
That market is this big. That market is this big. And if you're saying that it's about console exclusives, they've already said all that shit is playable on PC.
Yeah, they've moved away from that.
So that argument, which is,
by the way,
the big argument of consoles, is gone.
I know. And you know what sucks about that is truly Microsoft is the most consumer-friendly of any of the major
Absolutely.
Brands right now. And they are only going to be punished for it.
Absolutely.
Because not enough people are going to say it's not. Like, the truth is, being consumer-friendly isn't always good for your bottom line.
No.
Which,
sad.
I mean, as someone who comments on this space, really sucks because I have to, on one hand, say, Microsoft, what are you doing? You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
While also acknowledging that doing it the other way is anti-consumer.
No, it is. And you're absolutely right. That is the sad part. Because like I said, I want Microsoft to have some wins because I want competition. I don't want them to cede the console space to PlayStation.
Yeah.
I don't want them to leave this space. I don't want them to roll over and die because PlayStation did so well in the last gen and probably will repeat the same in this one.
There's nothing right now that leads me to believe that the script is going to flip, right?
No.
Like, remember, the last time around, the 360 into the Xbox One and the PS3 into the PS4 was a massive reversal of fortunes because the PS3 was okay. It was Sony learned the hard way what happens when you release a console without a good library to support it.
And too expensive.
And guess what? The Series X is about to learn that.
I think the hard way. I think we'd be amiss to not talk about it because it just happened yesterday. Can we talk about the fact that Halo Infinite is now delayed, but at the same
day... By
the way,
just 2021?
2021,
not
early...
A specific date?
Early... I think it was early.
I think we said... They intimated first quarter.
Q1 2021.
Q1 2021 is my guess. I don't think they gave a date, but let's just assume. Even still, the same day, Xbox announced that they're coming out in November.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really weird timing. So it was almost as if they were waiting to hear if Halo is going to be done on time.
Right.
And then they're like, screw it, we're just going to come out anyways. But is this... And I can see why they're still doing it because there's all these other titles that would probably be really mad if they pushed it back to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Listen, Halo...
Microsoft hard. Halo Infinite should never have been touted as a launch title or anywhere near launch. Shouldn't have been
a hype
it should
up
have been
into it.
Exactly. It shouldn't have even... I'm, I'll, I will argue that it probably should have just been announced and they should have never even tried to make it come out.
I disagree entirely because Halo is as synonymous with Xbox as anything. Like, Halo is the reason Xbox made it, right? Like, yeah. In the earlier days of Xbox, they were okay.
Halo or Halo 2 launch titles? I mean, Halo or Halo 3?
No, but they're the reason that system made it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So to that end, coming off a down cycle, a down generation, a big-time down generation, to put their faith in Halo to try and get them back into relevancy makes all the sense in the world. And to try and make it a launch title makes all the sense in the world.
I disagree.
I think COVID screwed them, though.
I mean, it's COVID screwed everybody. So at this point, it's almost not an excuse.
It's the only thing that they were doing is to try and compete with Sony on release date. And I don't know if that's going to work. I think that was a smarter decision.
But beyond that, and Volkai said Halo 1 was the launch title. You're absolutely correct.
I thought it...
Let me check that.
I think November 15th, 2001. I think you're actually correct about that.
Okay. Let me check.
That's fine.
Let me check.
I actually don't.
November 15th, it released as a launch title for the Xbox One. I wanted to check on that. I think it was the only one because I don't remember Halo 3 launching with 360. But here's why I say I disagree with that. Is because you know when you release a game like Halo or you announce a game like Halo, Halo's fans are going to be hype. Period. You already got them. Those are fans you already got. All you need them to do is to be excited.
Yep.
That's it. You don't need them to do anything else.
Because they're going
to
buy it regardless.
They're going to buy it regardless because they know it's coming. So you don't need it to be a launch title. And in trying to make it fit within this year, all you've done now effectively is piss off the community.
Yeah, now you've literally made a bad marketing decision now, saying that now it's not a launch title. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't the plan, and I'm sure it's the
but now
at the same
now there's
time.
Bad blood though.
But yeah, it's a negative feeling
now.
Microsoft.
Now there's bad blood.
But on the other hand, we had this game announced in 2018.
Yeah.
You've had the runway and the time,
and then we saw it at the recent Xbox showcase,
and it was not great.
I know. Saying the strategically wrong part wasn't announcing as a launch title. I think that's strategically correct.
Yeah.
I'm saying the problem is 343 is risking becoming this era's 3D Realms.
Oof.
All right.
Is that too mean? Is that too mean of a thing to say?
It's a bit harsh.
We're talking about Halo Access, and I wanted to say, do you think that negative reaction is the real reason why this is pushed back?
No, I don't think so.
You think that it's actual?
The game,
they just couldn't keep up.
I think
up?
The game is not done.
Just
what we saw
done.
Was not.
It's not what rendered properly.
What we saw was not what the next Halo should look like. Period.
There are two reasons a game gets delayed. There is the Red Dead reason.
Yeah.
The we need polish. It's not there yet. It's close. We don't want to have to fix everything at launch. We will fix it at launch. But
and
we
then
don't
there's the Square Enix reason.
And then there's the it's not done launch reason.
Ooh.
And I seriously worry that Halo is falling in the ladder.
In the ladder. I'm serious. Because from what people saw, is it Halo? Yes.
Yeah.
It's Halo. But did it look like the Halo that they said it was going to be? Not yet.
No.
I'm not saying that it can't be there. I'm not saying that's not where it's going. I'm saying not yet. And if you're 3 months out from launch and you're at not yet, you got to push it back.
That's fair.
You got to push it back.
I'll agree with that.
You got to push it back. And I mean, shit, Cyberpunk's been delayed twice. And yet, everybody's still hype as fuck for this game. Why? Because CD Projekt Red has goodwill. They put out games that people like, and they're being upfront with what's going on with the development. With 343, people have been burned enough by 343 that they're to a point where it's like, oh, Halo got delayed. Sure, I want you to work on it and make it polished. But if this game is not great, and by great, I mean console-definingly great, they got a big problem.
Yeah.
They got a big problem.
I mean, Xbox is in need of something that moves a console. Like, whatever it is, it has to be something that moves a console.
The only thing I could think of is Fable 2.
Fable ain't moving shit.
But that's what I mean. That's the only thing that they've shown.
I know Fable. I mean,
outside of Halo Infinite,
if it was 2005, I might believe Fable's going to move something. But last I checked, it's not.
It. No, yeah,
but.
Fable ain't moving shit. But you know, that's what we're gonna say about that. I mean, again, it sounds like we're constantly really hard on Microsoft and on Xbox. But I kind of don't give a fuck because what the money shows. Is so are you, Mr. Consumer. You're hard on Xbox, too.
That's just, fair. Listen, it's not that we hate Microsoft. We just want them to do what they clearly need to do and make games.
I want you to win.
I still think to this day we've discovered what they should do, and if they don't do it, it's a mistake, and become a development house and just own games and put it on Game Pass, and they just own it.
Yeah, that seems to be the way they're going. But
and I hope that's what they do, but... they'll succeed there, and I feel like that would be the strength. Yeah. But we'll see.
We don't hate, we're just disappointed.
Facts.
For all the latest in Overwatch League action, check out The Owl's Nest with me, Robbie Landis, and my co-host, Jake Lyon. Find new episodes every weekend on Checkpoint XP's YouTube or at CheckpointXP.com. Or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.